Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Hi. I saw an ad that you had on TikTok for a tactical bag. It was free. All you had to do is pay for shipping. So I ordered it. And I was charged the shipping, the cost for shipping was $5.50, or like $5.47, or I don't know, it was around $5.50. And received no order number or anything like that. So I emailed you. I emailed the customer service and heard back the next day and said that, that you were sending me that information, which I still to this day have not received. But you did respond, and I'm like, okay, that I would get a tracking number 5 to 10 business days. Well, I was looking at my bank account yesterday, and your company charged me the 550, or five and 40 some ch and change, and then an additional like six. Well, that was charged on the 18th, and then on the 24th of December, you charged me $67.63 for what?
Yes, ma'am. Can you give me your first and your last name?
My first name is Lori, Lori, and my last name is Wise, Wise.
Can you verify your address?
92100 River Road, number 19, Junction City, Oregon.
Yes, ma'am. For the tax and due to I understand what you're saying, but due to you not cancel the subscription with it, you hold on. Let me explain it better
What
to you.
subscription?
Okay, the tactical bag is a free welcome gift for joining the Factor Direct Savings Store, which is an online discount store membership. For the membership,
It
you
did
are
not tell me that.
yes, ma'am. For the membership, you are sent a voucher for $5.74 to make a purchase at an online store. The monthly membership fee for the Factor Direct store is $67.32 and is billed 48 hours after signing up.
Okay, ma'am, and none of the communications told me this. I did not authorize the $67.63 charge.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to cancel that?
Yeah. And I'd like my $5.47 or whatever the shipping fee too, because I don't want your product.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't give you your money back for that.
Okay, why not? So you mean you're gonna keep my money without a product?
Your product shipped to your home.
I haven't received any information on that product.
Hold on.
Other than my money getting taken from me.
It says the product is being shipped to your home today at 8 p.m.
Oh, I'm fine. How long do I have to wait before I don't receive that product or a tracking number that I get to call back?
You get a tracking number now. Let me know when you're ready to get the number.
I have the number. I called you on it.
I'm
I
saying
called
the
the number
tracking
on
number to
the email.
track your item.
Okay, I don't have anything to write on. So are you going to email it to me at the email that I provided? Because I checked before I called. There's no email saying anything about a tracking number.
Yes, ma'am. And I could give you 35% refund of your money back.
What do you mean you give me a 35% refund?
I give you a 35% refund back of your money back.
For what? You mean 35% of the $67?
Yes, ma'am.
No, you're going to refund me 100%, ma'am, because I did not authorize you to take $67 from me.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'll give you a 50% refund.
What are you talking about, a 50% refund?
Ma'am,
are
I'm sorry.
Are you refunding my $67.63?
No, ma'am, I'm only refunding you 50% of your money back.
Why? I did not authorize that charge.
Due to protocol, I can only give you 50% back of your money.
Okay, well, we already contacted the bank, and they're doing a fraud investigation on this. I had to cancel my card and everything because of this charge. I did not authorize this charge.
Hold on one moment, ma'am.
She said they said call us.
Yes, ma'am. When you called the bank, what did they tell you? They told you they were going to take out a charge, or they told you to call us back?
They're investigating it.
Hold on
one
moment.
Because it was not an authorized charge. I never authorized $67.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Due to that, I only care. Cancel the account. I can cancel the account. You have to get your bank on the line for us to give you your money back.
I have to get the bank on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how to do that. Let me figure this out. Okay, hold on. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, I got to call the bank. I just didn't want you to lose your call while I do that. So I will get them on the phone, and then I will reconnect the call. I have to be able to give my personal information, so I don't want you on the phone for that. But once I get through all that, I will get them on the phone. I will merge the calls. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
No. Don't you hang up. I'm going to merge the calls. I'm not going to call you back. I'm going to call the bank now. I'm going to get them on the phone, and then we can finish this transaction, please. Because I did not authorize $67. I want my money back. So I will, let me, just hold on, please, if you do not mind. I'm going to call the bank, and I will get them on the phone. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am?
I'm just going to end this call because I just got off the phone with the bank. They said they weren't going to speak to the merchant, and they're just going to go on with the fraud investigation. So, thank you. And that's it. Bye.